What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight, we finally get the moment we have all been waiting for. And we have a very special guest tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We love our intro song. Welcome back to the Jane the Virgin After Show. Tonight we are discussing Chapter 93. We are moving right along in this season. First, let me introduce my beautiful co-host, Miss Delia Gomez.
Hey, guys.
And Nima Sky.
Hello there.
And Simone Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
And my name is Rivette Soro. And tonight we have a very special guest tonight. We have Mr. Rudy Martinez with us.
Thank you for joining us, Rudy.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. How are you feeling tonight after the show?
It feels good.
Good.
Yeah, that was such a big episode to shoot with the, you know, all the stuff going on. A lot to learn, and it's really cool to see it play out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Amazing. Absolutely. Like, this was probably one of my favorite episodes so far in this season.
Yeah. Same.
I loved it. Delia, what were your thoughts tonight?
I was going to say, yeah, I love.
I loved it so much. I had to think about it.
One word. Jane the Virgin Broadway. That's what I thought. I was just like, it gave me so many, like,
musical Broadway
vibes. I just love the love. I feel like there was just so much definition of love and expression. And, of course, I was so happy to see Team Raphael win because I just knew that him and Jane were going to get back together. So I was loving the love.
Simone, I need to know your thoughts.
Raphael is back. I'm back. I'm just happier. Like, oh, this is my episode. I was literally smiling ear to ear when I saw them. Oh,
okay. And you're glowing, and I'm so happy for you. If you are new to the show, Miss Simone is Raphael's number one fan, and she's been waiting for this moment.
I have, finally.
Yes,
we all have.
It was amazing, but it really hurt me to see Mateo struggling in the play. Nima, do you think, what do you think how that all went down?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that, you know, we've been introduced to the fact that, you know, Mateo definitely has some behavior issues and he's dealing with, you know, his ADD. I kind of felt like it was such a big moment for, you know, Jane and Raphael more just because of the fact that, you know, they are parenting him. And Jane has really been trying to work with him to be able to get him through this point. And I think that it was just the reality of them understanding that as parents, sometimes there's only so much you can do. And sometimes you may have to end up going into medicine, which is always a very, like, touchy thing because you don't, you know, like medicine. He's so young and young and like medicine can actually, like, take and be able to trigger so much more. But I think it was also interesting to see Mateo to be a little bit more aware of the fact that he has these issues. You know, sometimes as child, you know, children, they're just being themselves. But I think that it was really, really interesting to see him as a child to say, oh, my God, you know, I'm having issues and I don't want to be like this anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
Seeing him say, I don't want this. Like, and it's unfortunate. Yeah. Wasn't that hard to watch?
Yeah. And like, this is stuff that like people really deal with, you know, and it's, I'm glad to see that they kept it real and showed that struggle and how hard that actually is.
That's what broke my heart. Cause I'm like, this isn't just fantasy. This is actually a struggle that tons, millions of people and families have to deal with, which made it a lot more heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah. Especially when you're that age as a child, you take everything so personally, and especially on stage, it's like a moment, the limelight's on you. And there's no way of saying, like, oh, you weren't out of line. There's, like, very clear all the other kids are going to treat him differently for, like, ruining the play. And kids are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are really, really mean. So that's what my biggest fear for, as a mother, if I was Mateo's mom, was, like, what are the kids going to say or do to you? Because you can't really protect them from that.
Yeah. Or even the teachers. The teachers are going to already have preconceived notions about him. Exactly. So this isn't going to help it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was really, you know, I thought Zoe really sort of came through to him, but it's just sort of something that he can't control. And I like the fact that he was self-aware, like, right. I don't want to be like this anymore. And they did try the holistic methods and everything. It just didn't work. So I like that they can realize and come together and say, okay, plan B, like step two, like we need to do something else.
Exactly.
Raphael and Jane came together in more than one way tonight.
For sure.
But first, they introduced us to Julie.
Ugh.
Rudy, oh, did you just love Julie? Or what?
Bye, Julie.
Bye, Julie.
Yeah. Bye.
Sophia Bush, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, I love Sophia Bush, though. She's very sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I got to sort of, like, do a little dance with her at the end. You didn't really see too much of it, but she's just she's the coolest person, but the character. It's like, I love the part when Jane is on her Instagram and she sees the little gif or gif that she posts about Jane, and it's like, oh, it's so cringy. Oh,
yeah, the meme, so the meme that she posts was horrible. Yeah.
About the stage 5 clinger.
Yes, I was like, oh my God. And of course, like, I felt like she did that because she was very jealous. I mean, she instantly walked up on Jane and Raphael when they were having a moment. So, I mean, of course, like, you know, she knew from the beginning that something, like, she had to know that she was a rebound girl.
You know, as a woman, for sure.
Also, why would you post that on your Instagram story for people to be in your business? Mm-hmm. Y'all, I know. You guys aren't even that serious.
You guys act like people don't do that. People do that all the time.
They're somewhat not even boyfriend's baby mama? Really?
Yeah.
I know.
Delia, if somebody posted that about you, what would be your reaction?
I would be using everyone's phone in here to just, like, be like,
whoever Raphael would be in your life, would you approach him and be like, look what your girl did?
No, because then that makes me feel desperate. Yeah. And, like, it doesn't paint, like, I don't want someone who I like to see me in that light. So I'm hoping he hasn't seen it. Mm-hmm. But it may be like, oh, look at this story about me.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
No. Well, you think I was going to do it?
No, I was just curious. Because you seemed really heated.
Yeah, so it wasn't fair. Because it was like, what? They just met?
Kinda? Yeah.
But so my thing is, like, even posting that? Why, like, even if you did go to the guy that you liked or just you're co-parenting with, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing because, I mean, this is also someone that is dating, you know, someone that you have a child with. So you want to make sure that whoever that they're dating, that it is actually a good person, because this person at some point is going to meet your child. So I don't think that, I mean, I probably would have said something and said, this is just a little bit of a concern for me, because that basically already tells you that there's going to be a lot of drama going on.
I would say if it was already serious. It seems like they were just dating.
Right.
If she's going to meet Mateo and going to be a part of his life, okay, then I have the right to be like, I don't think she likes me.
I agree.
I would probably say it from the beginning. I don't know.
I wouldn't have a problem. I don't like confrontation, but confrontation is a good thing a lot of the time. I try to avoid it just because I just don't like confrontation. I did respect Julie. Don't throw anything at me. But I did respect her when she asked Jane straight up, like, is there something going on? Because I don't want that drama. It wasn't like a stay away from my man type thing. It was just like, I don't need that. Ooh. And I don't like that Jane sort of lied to her.
I'm sorry. I think that was really unnecessary for her to actually go to Jane and be able to approach Jane. I feel like the fact that her and Jane don't really have a relationship and she's actually with Raphael, I feel like that should have been a conversation for him. Because, like, let's say that Jane wasn't a sweet person. Like, she probably could have took it and, you know, been a little bit more dramatic because they don't really know each other, like, in that fashion. So I feel like the proper protocol probably should have been for her to go to Raphael and be able to talk to Raphael. And of course, Jane, in this moment, yeah, you're right. Like, she definitely lied about it because she was also trying to hide the fact that, I mean, she knew that, you know, there is still feelings there, but she didn't want him to think that, you know, she was being jealous.
She didn't want to meddle.
But my thing is, like, why do you, like, what is wrong with just letting someone know how you really feel? Like, why do you have to hide those feelings? You know,
well,
what
they're
mean?
Co-parenting. It's just going to make things murky, right? It's just.
I mean, just be honest.
I totally know what you mean. I'm like a Cancer. I was born in July, so it's like I will stew for the longest time and never tell someone how I really feel.
Yeah.
I'll just be like,
I know. And you're like dying, right?
Do you like to play hard to get? Is that your style?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very coy. I don't want to be like that, but that's just how I am.
The pride gets in the way, which is why maybe she was being a little prideful. She's like, you know what? I shouldn't wear my heart on my sleeve and be mature and think of his happiness. So I will let her know that he's all her, like he's all hers, and have at it. But the whole thing about Julie approaching Jane, I'm like, so you just talked about her on your Instagram story, and now you're approaching her asking.
I felt like that was so messy.
It was really fake. So
it was out of order.
It was. That wasn't cool. But I don't know why she did that, because you clearly still like Raphael. I would have given her some diplomatic answer.
But, like, the biggest question is, why did Jane feel like she was being a bigger person because she was trying to, you know, tell her
that... I think she really thought Raphael liked her. Mm-hmm. I think that was... She didn't know Raphael. Mm-hmm. Up to that point, she did not know Raphael was not interested in Julie.
And also Petra already knew about Julie. Yeah. So she was under the assumption that
but
he was
serious. That's a sign. That's a sign, ladies. I feel like we don't get it. Like, if a guy doesn't tell you that he's talking to a girl, that's because
he doesn't like her.
Right, because he's hiding it.
Or like, if they have a child, they... Usually when people who have children don't keep their private life a little bit more separate, mm-hmm. because it can get so murky. So they don't introduce it to the main core family, mm-hmm. right away. Mm-hmm. Just because
then but it like him and Petra have a child.
Yeah, actually. Exactly.
Yeah, but him and Petra have children.
But they're not like, they weren't involved or for a while.
Yeah.
It's different.
Enough time has probably passed.
Exactly.
Petra's gay now, so
she's not into Raphael. She's over him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Petra got over JR, it seems, pretty fast. Like, she wasn't even checking her Instagram.
Well, she was.
Until Jane blocked her.
Well, yeah. She made it private. I mean, at the end of the day, if somebody makes their page private and you're still, like, trying to look at it, I think that at some point she probably felt like she was just weird. She's like, oh my God, I'm being so weird because of the fact that, like, you know, because she probably thought that the reason why JR made her page private was because of the fact that she was stalking her page. So I think that she just became a little bit more aware of, like, where she was in it. And she was like, okay, it's really, really time for me to get over it. So
she created a dating app.
Yeah, Jane, I think, did her job. She was a really good wing woman.
She was.
Yeah, Jane has her man, so now we gotta find Petra.
Yeah.
That wing woman lasted about 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
But it got her out of the house.
It did.
And they both look really cute in their profile pics.
They did. Oh my God.
Those were some professional profile pics.
I know, they're like headshots.
Exactly.
Look at that hair.
With the hair, right. The light is coming from behind.
Date me.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
So we did call it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which one of us said it, but one of us said that Krishna is working with Milos.
Yep.
Delia, are we surprised?
No. We are not surprised. Because I said, like, I had a feeling whether it was going to be Milos or Sin Rostro, because she was in jail, and it's like a female jail, so I wasn't sure, but I was female, like, there's some... Yeah, because, you know, they separate the sexes, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I was like, if she's working with Sin Rostro, or it could be somebody else, but I just knew she had...
She has every right to want to get back at Petra. She ruined her life.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what she has planned, but I can totally empathize why she would want to do that. Is it legal and okay? No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
She went to prison, correct? Right. Because of Petra, she lost her job. She was always being spoken down to.
Yeah.
I feel like Petra is just, you know, she's had some very interesting moments in people's lives, including JR.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but I just feel like kind of Petra just has it out for herself.
Do you think she has it coming? Like,
I do, honestly, and I don't... The sad thing to me is that I don't think that a lot of times Petra is really aware of her behavior. I think that this is just who she is, and, like, she's so innocent to, like, her personality and, like, how she affects other people. And she's just like, oh my God, like, what did I do? Yeah. You know, like...
But she's trying to change.
Yeah, she even said that.
So that's the sad part. Is that
because of JR.
She used to be this crazy villain. Mm-hmm. I mean, from season one to who she is now, it's total change.
Her arc has been the most transformative, I would say.
I guess when you lose the one thing that you love, that's what happens.
Mm. Well, at least we can say that was a relationship worth giving a try, because she grew. And that's always what you want, mm-hmm. to be better after something like that anyway.
Right.
Do we think, going back to Milos, do we think Milos and Sinrostro and Luisa and Krishna are all working together? Like, are they all conspiring?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be, since there's so many episodes left, it seems like it would tie it kind of all into a nice little knot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how the writers are going to do it. But it would be easier just to have the villains on one side and the good guys on the other.
Sure. I mean, but as a story, you have to have, like, the arc and everything
else. But I'm sure there's still, like, turns and surprises, but
I mean, Sinrostro will go find anyone who's willing to work for her, so and Milos clearly is evil and wants to take Petra down, and they all kind of want to ruin the Villanuevas and Petra, and
they have similar enemies.
What is it, your friend's enemy is also your enemy's friend around, or something like that.
Yeah,
that whole thing.
Be careful of your enemies is basically what it is.
Yeah, watch your back. Yeah.
Right.
Your poor character in this episode. I know. It was like, someone who's got fired to, like, get back at.
I know. I need to get back at Relio for all that he's done.
You also have a horrible boss, actually.
I know. I was thinking that in this episode. I'm like, me and Krishna are
Yeah. How fun was it being picked up like that, or was it not fun at all?
It was fun. I was worried about Aaron, who plays Laird. But I mean, that guy is so buff. It was like, I should not have been worried at all, because take after take, just lifting me up like that, and I'm like,
oh my gosh, like, what, were your arms numb at some point?
No, but like the next day I had like bruises on my arms.
Oh. Yeah,
but I didn't feel, it wasn't hurtful or anything. I just like wow, all right. That guy's strong.
Yeah. Wow. That was great. That was so funny.
That was hilarious. And the fact that Roelio just like throws it on to you, like, oh, just let him do it.
He's a lot.
It's a lot. River, I really was convinced from last week that she was plotting. Mm-hmm. They made it seem that way with the he loves me not.
We knew.
Plot twist.
He's trying to kill him.
Plot twist. Laird comes in. Do you love Laird?
Julia? I do. I love Darcy and her matchmaking skills, because I love this couple. Did you? I did. I was like, oh my goodness. Something about him was so endearing, because he's such a big guy, but he was like
teddy bear on the inside.
Yeah, just seeing him with River made me like,
She just wanted someone to love her.
That's what it was.
I kind of
she just needed a man in her life.
Yeah, I kind of believe that little speech that she gave before to Zoe, when she was like, "I'm just so alone."
Yeah,
but then it was like fake.
Yeah, right. But maybe it was like fake but real.
Yeah, part of it was, I really am alone. That's not going to stop me from hitting on your husband, but I am alone. So it was like,
yeah. True.
That was like the tone of that.
She was like super aggressive, and it was like her. I mean, it was blatantly disrespectful. But I mean, I guess like when you really, really want love, you'll find it.
Or when you're just really delusional, so you think you have rights to a married man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt like she was just, I have to have it right now. Like, I feel like she was going through a crisis in the moment. And, you know, I don't even necessarily think that she really, really wanted him. I just think that she just wanted the idea of being with someone that was close to her.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And I hate to say it, but it does make sense. I mean, you are actors and actresses. If you are, you know, working with someone day in and day out, playing husband and wife,
it feels
maybe
real.
Feelings do develop. Yeah. I don't know.
Showman.
I mean, like, if you're really into your character, I feel, you know, I do feel like maybe you may have to find some way to be able to disconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's chemistry.
But when that person is married, shut it down. It's not happening.
Right.
That's the difference.
No, I completely agree with you, but I do feel like it's sometimes like actors may, you know, like whenever you're playing that love role with someone, it does seem like a real
feeling.
Well, yeah, you need to have some sort of chemistry. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah. Again, like I said, you gotta know when to cut it off. And River was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, she was intense. She was intense. For sure.
And it's just like, oh my God, who's this guy? He's so fine.
I feel so bad for your character. Everyone on that set is so intense. Like, I'm just wondering, like...
I know. And she's just desperate. That's never cute. Come on, hold it together.
No. So, Simone, do you think that Laird and River are going to last? Because he did just get fired.
No, they're not going to last. This is just going to be a little fling. Mm-hmm. River's going to get tired of him. Or she's just going to do something crazy to scare him away. And then she'll set her eyes on a new prospect.
But I like them.
They're a weird couple. They're kind of weird.
I didn't like them when Rogelio walked in and they're just like still laid out. Like there was like no respect. It wasn't like, oh, like, sorry. It was just like,
she was, hey. First of all, he barged into hers. So I'm just saying.
Because like, Rudy wasn't true. There.
He works for him.
Not Rudy.
Gosh.
Laird. Nice name.
Laird. Whatever. Right. Is it Laird? Whatever.
Laird, yeah.
Laird.
He that's true. He was still his employee, so I take that back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think he's a fling. I think it's something that she's going through, something to entertain her, to be her mind away from, you know.
Rogelio.
Thank you, Rogelio. I always want to call him Rafael. Rogelio. Yeah, I think that this is just kind of like a little smokescreen for her right now.
You think she's pretending to like him?
No, I really do think that she likes him. Like, I think that she's very attracted to him. And I feel like she's also trying to control him in a way. You know, she's trying to get him vexed under her power.
Who, Laird?
Yeah.
I think she's pulling a Wendy Williams with her new young boyfriend. I think that's what's happening with River and Laird. So I don't think it's going to last.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you tying and covering that.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. The press.
Fresh in my memory. So, Zoe beat cancer, but she's still not happy.
Right. Yeah.
Do we feel for her? Delia, what do you think is, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
Well, actually, this is actually really common. Mm-hmm. If you survive cancer, sometimes you wonder why you were spared and so many people who don't survive aren't. And it actually leads to a bigger depression after the fact. I had a dear friend of mine who had cancer and survived it and has now put a lot of his energy towards, you know, raising awareness and trying to make use of good of this depression that he deals with. But yeah, it's very common. I love that the show actually, you know, pinpointed it and
it's another one of those things. These people are going through some real stuff.
Yeah, and it's you often see like in shows like they'll be like, oh, it's cancer, and it's like happily ever after. But there's a lot of things that come with surviving cancer and living with like what's my purpose now because I was spared. And she will have friends at the chemotherapy sessions that didn't survive.
Yeah.
So why was I? You know,
given another chance.
Another chance to live.
I didn't even know that was something that cancer survivors dealt with.
Me neither.
You would think it would just be, like, they would be elated just to be alive again. Yeah. But going through a process like that is already physically and emotionally draining.
Right.
And then coupling it with the fact that you're one of the, not one of the few, but you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
And then also, I think with Zoe, she was still kind of figuring out her life prior to the diagnosis. Right. So it was doubled on her after surviving because it's like, okay, I didn't know what I was doing pre-cancer and now I really don't know what I'm
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Now add the layer of like, well, now I was allowed to live and I should be grateful, but what's my purpose? Because now I have to have a purpose.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If anything, I think that she was unhappy because it was more of a indicator to, you know, for her to realize where she is and be more aware of the fact, okay, now that you are over the cancer, like, where is your passion at right now? You know, because again, like, she sees everybody else happy and passionate and she wants to have passion for something that she loves to do, but therefore she kind of lost herself, you know, within the cancer. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, I think that it's important, like, you know, even though sometimes, we may think that person is falling apart. I don't think it's more of a falling apart. I think it's more of something that's kind of gelling them together to get them to the next level.
Right.
So, and which, you know, I feel like she's very self-aware, you know, like ever since she's pressed past this cancer and you know, she's like survived, she's just become aware. And then even helping other people like, you know, Montel be able to, you know, become aware of being able to feel and really, really, you know, get into who he is as a person. So I think she's doing great.
Yeah.
I love, again, that this episode touches on such real topics and not strictly with romantic relationships. Right. It's just like I'm picturing, you know, somebody watching at home who might be going through cancer or just beat it or has a family member that can relate. Like, my mom is a 2-time cancer survivor. So it's, like, really refreshing seeing stuff like that. It hits home. And I think that's why a big part of the reason we all love this show so much is just...
It feels like it hits home.
It's personal. Exactly.
It's personal.
Yeah.
And that's why I cry every week.
Yeah. He's like, this is my life.
You guys do such a great job. It's one of our favorite shows, obviously. Yeah. So yeah. It really is... I don't know. There's something about the way they tackle these subjects and the character that they choose to be the vessel for that story is what I just props to them because it's so well done.
The writers are so good.
They are good.
Every week it's always like I'm on the edge of my seat.
This week especially, it was full of good stuff.
And this week we are going to talk about our ride or die. So if you are new here, we have a special segment called Ride or Die where we tell you our Ride or Die character of the episode, which this week might be a little bit hard because it was just such a good episode. Nima, do you want to go first?
My Ride or Die is Raphael because at some point he just broke down like his pride as a man and he went after what he really wanted, which was Jane. I think that he was honest about the fact that he was trying to like keep her away and be like, well, no, like I tried to not love you, but I just realized that I just couldn't. So my ride or die is definitely Raphael.
Go get your woman.
Yes. Get what you want, man.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but that's like expected. Of course.
I went first.
First dibs. My ride or die wasn't visible in this episode, but Darcy. Oh. Darcy held it down. Mm. She proved that she is truly a matchmaker. We don't know if Laird and River will last, but she...
Some of us are hoping.
Crossing our fingers, maybe, you never know. But she did her job, which was to get Darcy's focus off of Rogelio and make her get distracted with someone else. So, bravo to you.
She pulled through. And I like that it was a plot twist for us. Like, we didn't know until the end. That was fun.
That was,
Delia?
I'm going to say Jane this episode.
Yeah.
Number one, because she was putting her own feelings aside, thinking that she was helping Raphael be happy. And I know we have different thoughts on, like, that whole thing. Okay. But, and then her... finally staying up for her son and doing what is best for him, even though she's tried different things, I think, and being there for Petra. I just think homegirl had it down.
Bigger
this episode.
Person.
Yes. She helped a lot of people this episode.
She did. She's a great person.
Definitely. I think my ride or die is going to Mateo.
Aww.
Because he really struggled. He really wanted to be in that play, and through his frustrations, you know, his grandma Zoe helped him and he got it down, but you know, his ADD kicked in, and again, that's very real life for some people. He hears a baby crying and it just frustrates him, and he had that moment of realization, like, I don't want to be like this anymore.
Right.
And it just touched me.
Yeah. I know.
I loved it.
Such a weird for a child.
Yeah. Rudy, do you have a ride or die? You can pick anyone, like, even if we already picked them.
I do. I love all of your ride or dies, especially Darcy.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Krishna.
Ooh.
Because, listen, I know what it's like to be dumped on by your boss. I just thought it was really... I wasn't quite expecting it, but it wasn't that surprising to see that she's...
Yeah.
In cahoots with Milosh. So.
Yeah,
I agree.
And her character has a little bit more sass, like, now that they've
I love that,
Because before she was very, like, yes, Mrs. Solano. And
and I love her sassy texts back to, like, when she texts back, and she's like, don't, like, remember not to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if your character's gonna get some of that fire, just be like, to Rogelio and be like,
yes.
Teach people how to treat
once
you.
Once he gets better.
If anything, your character was a ride or die. For you took all the BS.
This Rogelio owes you big time.
I think it's time for news and gossip.
News and gossip. That would be amazing. So Gina Rodriguez gave us a little bit of a sneak peek of her exclusive interview that she did with Vanity Fair. The star is dressed in a beautiful designer dress by Carolina Herrera. The dress is along that she wears is also along with several other stars and Hollywood actors that are there. She talked a little bit about the interview. She said that even when she's working on TV, and the shows are normally like 14 to 16 hour days, you never forget about the things that you like to do. Mm. So Vanity Fair kind of goes into this whole spill of kind of like interviewing different actors and what it is that they actually like about acting. And so since, you know, we know that Jane the Virgin is ending, Jane talked a little bit more about how she loves working, but she wants to get into things that she actually loves to do for fun. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, Justin Baldoni also had a recent interview. He had it with GQ. He talks about his experience with fashion growing up as a teenager. He states that even though I sometimes still feel like that teenager who wants to be liked and accepted, I know that it is about liking and accepting myself first. If you guys get a chance, he actually posted it on his Instagram page for this amazing video. And he stated, I think that our style should never be focused on what's trendy. Mm. So give it up to Mr., you know, Justin Baldoni. Yeah. And Jenna Rodriguez in that beautiful dress. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's our news.
And gossip. Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you. I love
you.
It. You're welcome. I love them.
So I know, yeah. Like,
they're amazing, that's right? I mean, this is like the best time to have news about Jane and Raphael.
Yeah. Rudy, do you have any upcoming projects you want to tell us about?
Yeah, we're still waiting on the premiere date, but Dear White People is coming out.
Yay! Netflix. Yeah. I can't wait.
Netflix. Yeah. Yeah. So, don't know when that's coming out, but it should be soon.
We'll look for you.
Yeah. and then this summer, actually next month, Veronica Mars. It's coming out. So.
Yes. Wow. So you guys heard that. Make sure you guys check them out.
Those are all really good shows, too.
They are.
Those are great shows.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome. We're excited. We're going to keep a lookout for you.
Yeah.
For sure. I love Dear White People. Have you guys watched
it? Yeah, Dear White People is a really good show.
Amazing.
For sure.
I think it's time for some predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
That never gets old.
I
I'm like waiting for it to fade out. Amazing. So, Simone, you have any predictions for us?
Well, my fave couple of the universe.
I know, right?
They're just going to be in couples bliss. And I think this will be really good that they're kind of starting off fresh and they've been able to get their distance and think about what they need and who they want. And they realize that it's still each other. Mm-hmm. I just hope Michael stays out of the picture. I don't know where he's been. That's kind of scaring me in the back of my head. I just feel like he's going to, I know it. Brett Dyer's character is going to come back and shake things up, but I could be wrong. And I think it'll also be really good for Mateo, because I think having both his parents back in the household will maybe bring back some stability, because he was having trouble with that when they did part ways.
I think that of course I love the fact that we see Jane and Raphael together. I think that's going to grow and become even better. I do think that their relationship of being back together is probably what's going to bring Mateo back, because honestly, I think that most of his problems that he's dealing with is probably coming, you know, from his parents and not being together. I do see that mom is probably going to get back into teaching, because she did kind of mention, you know, the fact that, you know, she still loves teaching and being able to help Mateo. I think that River's going to get back to trying to... She's going to try this again. Like, I don't think that, you know, her and this new fling is going to work out. And I think Abuela and... Jorge is probably gonna have a falling out. I don't know.
Really?
I feel like it's too
negative,
perfect.
Very negative.
I'm gonna say that I think Petra is going to get kidnapped at some point, or something's gonna happen to Petra. And I'm hoping that this news somehow reaches JR and makes JR come back.
Oh, my God.
Because I really hope for those two. And I've always loved them. So I do think that, like, you know, if tragedy hits, we'll see JR again. And, yeah, I'm really hoping for Michael to come back. Not that I'm saying I'm not happy for... Oh, but I'm just, as a viewer, I'm not satisfied. With how he
need
left.
The drama.
I just haven't. Are you satisfied with that? Like,
no, we need the drama. So, like, I need it too.
You want closure.
Yes, we need to understand.
Closure is overrated. Sometimes we don't get closure in life.
He already gave her closure.
He died and they brought him back, and I want to know why. That's all I'm saying.
Sin rostro. There's something
there.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many questions. I just don't know. Rudy, do you have any predictions for us?
Well, Jane was... So her pilot got made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what's going to happen, like, with her and, like, maybe that show or, like, her writing career.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. Not many predictions, right. But a lot of questions.
Right.
Me, like, too. Every time I want to say a prediction, it's just a question.
Yeah.
Like... asking you, do you think if Michael comes back, is Jane going to pick Michael?
No. Probably heck not. No. Why was she, like, she went through all of this moment of trying to get Raphael to love her, and the fact that he finally does, like, that's all. I feel like she finally realized what she really, really wanted. And she's not going to let that go, because you know how hard she had to go, like, all those things she had to go through just to get him?
No.
Billie Jean Girl 24 said, I predict Petra is going to yell at Jane for not telling her and Raphael getting back together, but ended up being happy for her. Well, we see that in the preview.
Yeah, she finds out.
And I don't think she's upset.
But, well, I think she's upset that she doesn't have her wing woman in the sense that, like, when we're doing this together, they got matching profiles, they were doing the whole thing, and now it's just her.
Well, why is Jane trying to, like, hide it in the first place?
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of weird.
Petra knew that you were pining after him.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, if it's like, you know that I'm single now, and you're single, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to go out, we're going to do this together. And now I'm taken, and
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. You feel so, like, you don't want them to feel
it's like, oops, don't be mad.
I got my man back.
Yeah, sorry, you don't have a man. Like, woman.
Don't be that girl.
Yeah, please. I got you. Don't worry. I
got my man back. You don't have your girl back. That was
in the shade. It's a little awkward.
One more question, Delia. Who do you think is going to kidnap Petra? Mm. Your predictions are, like, so good. They're just blowing my mind, and I, like, need to know more.
Well, it's always interesting because, you know, it could be her assistant. But I almost think that Luisa has some connection that she can come in. Because, you know, she's always malleable.
Yeah. She's in and out all the time.
So, I don't know. Or maybe one of her minions or one of Sendoso's minions. You know, girl.
Bobby Luisa's friend.
Yeah, I feel like it could be honestly anyone.
At this
even
point.
Even a date. Even a date could be someone if she's going out. So...
Oh, yeah. It could be like a plant or something.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Tinder date.
Like a Tinder date, yeah.
Oh, no.
Gosh. I could go on forever with my
predictions. Best of luck to her.
Yeah, you're good.
I think my only real prediction is that today felt like a season finale.
It did.
Right.
It was happy. We were crying. We were dancing. And I don't think that's the end for Jane.
That means it's going to drop next episode.
Yeah.
It's just going to go there.
Michael or a kidnapping.
Something bad.
We need some type of drama.
We don't need it, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. That's what keeps the story going.
I know, but
I love it. Well, you can catch us here next week, same time, same place. And you can find me on social media at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms and on YouTube, too.
And I'm Delia Gomez. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Delia Gomez.
I'm Nima Sky, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Nima Sky.
And I'm Simone Thomas. You can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter.
And Rudy, thank you so much for joining us. Where can they find you online?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rudy Martinez LA.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.